Fevzy, great to get you on. Let's talk about the Wi-Fi connections of businesses and homes around the world, which are at risk, according to researchers. How come?
Yeah, so this is researchers at a Belgian university have found out that the way in which we connect all our Wi-Fi devices to our routers, be it in our homes or in our businesses or even in, you know, local cafes, public hotspots, is fatally flawed. This system called WPA2, which is meant to be the best of its type, it replaces WPA and WEP before that as being more secure, has got the actual standard, the way it's been set up, has got a fatal flaw, which means that that link between your mobile device and your router is open to being hacked, that people could potentially see what information is being sent to and fro from your machine over the internet and back again. So
despite all the systems that we have in place that you have on your own computers and all the rest of it, actually the fundamental thing is flawed.
Yeah, and really, you know, we come to the position where you really have to assume that anything you do on a device is vulnerable in one way or another. You know, don't put anything very very secure on there. But they will fix it. They'll patch it in a few weeks. Microsoft have already patched it, which means that if you use a Windows laptop and you connect it via Wi-Fi and you've got all your updates done, then you should be okay. If you're an Android user using Android 6 or above or the Linux operating system, you are particularly at risk, or at least the results are particularly devastating. Look, my advice on this is as follows: that I would tend to try and cut down your Wi-Fi use anyway, because you know there are issues with Wi-Fi, intrinsic to Wi-Fi. So what does that mean? If you've got cellular data available on your plan for your mobile phone or whatever, that tends to be a bit more secure. Yeah. Also, if you have the ability to use what's called a VPN or a virtual private network, that also helps mitigate various risks. And what that effectively does is it forms a channel, a theoretically impenetrable channel, between you and the website that you're accessing, so that other people who've even hacked the network still can't actually look at your data stream. And that's good advice in any event, and particularly in public Wi-Fi.
Well, it just raises so many questions, this Fevzy, doesn't it? Absolutely masses, including the stuff you can trust. You talk about getting a VPN. I know some stuff like WhatsApp and whatever is meant to be encrypted, but how do we really know?
Yeah, because it even begs the question, how do you know that your VPN provider isn't a state or other bad actor actually bugging you? It would be remarkable if some of the VPNs out there weren't actually put up by the CIA, FBI or security services from other countries. It's a great way because people who are concerned about their security use VPNs. They may have something to hide. Let's bug them. So, you know, even choosing a VPN can be tiger country, frankly.
Good heavens. Let's move on to a headline, which I must admit, I don't think I'd ever read these words, not necessarily in this order. A Welsh company is using AI to detect North Korean bioweapons. Really?
Yeah, so this is part of a much sort of broader story about how artificial intelligence is already beginning to change our lives, and in particular the way in which we do business. So this North Korean bioweapons thing, I mean, AI is very good at spotting patterns and changes that maybe would be lost upon, you know, your mortal brain or mine or anyone else's. But if you give an artificial intelligence program enough data, it can spot changes, it can spot patterns, it can recognize things that before, you know, computers couldn't recognize. So it's all changing. There's other uses of AI. I mean, there's a particular article on the BBC website. They talk about AI wearables for older people, so, you know, making up for their various deficiencies in some
cases.
There's
even talk of Thames Valley Police, the police around here, using it to answer 999 calls.
Yeah, and that's a bit scary, isn't it? But increasingly, our lives will be in the hands of artificial intelligence systems, because they will be used to make all sorts of decisions. So we've heard about, you know, Facebook and so forth needing to use more AI to deal with, you know, terrorist propaganda and all of that. And because there's so much of it, human beings can't cope with it. So why is this all happening now? Because people have been talking and dreaming of artificial intelligence for decades. You know, it's been the stuff of science fiction for decades and decades. Why is it starting to change now? The number of things that have sort of come together to form a perfect storm. One is computers have much more processing power than they've ever had, and that's necessary. Two, and probably more importantly, computers potentially can be given access to huge amounts of data sets from all these computer systems that we have. They collect data about us. You can feed that data to them. So, for example, if you try and teach a computer program to recognize what a dog looks like,
Fevzi, we'll just move on to your gadget of the week. You've got 60 seconds to tell us how you can make an old Apple MacBook a little bit happy, newer. Put a smile on its face.
Okay, so this is a gadget from a company called Transcend. That's Transcend. And it's the Jet Drive Lite, and it's a little gizmo that pops into the memory card slot. You know, on MacBooks and other computers, they typically have memory card slots. Not all of them have it, but the card sort of sticks out. It's prone to getting knocked off, and you can't really rely on it because it could be pulled out. You can't use it for lots of purposes because it could be pulled out any time. This is a type of memory device that goes into that slot, and it sits flush, and it's designed to stay there in perpetuity. And it basically gives you the opportunity to give your computer a midlife kick. So if you had one, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, and you need more capacity, this could double the capacity on one of those devices quite easily. The cost of it is between about £40 and £150, depending on the capacity you plump for. It's not quite as fast as the internal hard drive in some cases, but actually it's very good, and it's a really good way of not having to go out and buy another computer for a couple more years. So I've given it 4 stars out of 5 for that reason.
That's our gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Check him out on Twitter.
BBC Radio Oxford.